4 or 5 days, or maybe when the government reactivated the internet and communications platforms. In my opinion, the government did this only because they prepared themselves with a very big propaganda, media propaganda, to spread false information and rumors about Tahrir Square and what was stationed there. These rumors and the media propaganda by the government is actually based on saying information that we are related to foreign agenda, and we have foreign support, and we are paid by all the powers in the world. So sometimes they say that we are Hamas, once they say that we are pro-Israel, sometimes they say that we are pro-Iran, pro-America, everything is said about us, and sometimes they say that we are paid £200 and that we have free meals at Tahrir Square, etc. And also among this propaganda is making people afraid from any foreign individuals, either they are journalists, either they are journalists or just human rights activists or just people who came to Egypt to show solidarity with people of Egypt. This propaganda is based on that these foreign people are showing Egypt in a bad way, and are trying to picture government in a negative way, and they are giving people in Tahrir Square money so it can stay. That's why many foreign journalists were attacked by thugs, or just by normal people. Many hotels refused to renew the booking of the journalist. Many rich officials arrested some journalists and then sent them back free after erasing the pictures from their cameras. But I think now inside Tahrir Square, people do believe and understand that this is just fake information. And there are many, so for example, today I just came now from a few minutes from Tahrir Square. There are many foreigners in Tahrir Square, either journalists or TV channels or just people who came all the way down here to Tahrir Square to show solidarity. And now the relation between them and the Egyptians is very good. So time by time, people realize that the government is just using the pro-government, pro-Mubarak media in a negative way to just spread false information. So, for example, many of my friends, their mothers came to Tahrir Square to see what's really happening. Because, for example, my mother told me that I don't believe what's in the television. And many other families came to Tahrir Square along with their small kids and young people to see what's really happening. And they now all realize that the government is just saying lies all the time through their media.